The Yom Rabbi Yashu Yom Rav, he said over the name of Rav like this, Machloikis, where's the Machloikis now mishti between the Tanakam and the Yehuda? Dafka b'shein defanas magiyas l'schach. If the walls do not go so high up and reach the schach. In other words, in the case, let's say the walls only go 15 amas tall. And then there's a space there, and the schach is above 20 amas. That's where the Machloikis, the Tanakam says it's possible, and the Yehuda says it's kosher. Avul defanas magiyas l'schach, but let's say the walls go straight up and mamish reach the schach. So the schach now is 25 amas tall, but the walls are also 25 amas tall. It reaches, goes straight up to the schach. Then Reb Zeira Merav says, "Afilu l'malam yeshem ame." Even though the walls and the schach is 25 amas high, ksheira, still it's kosher. So what kind of svar is this? That it depends if the walls reach the schach or they don't reach the schach. The Merav says, "Kaman kerabba." This has to go according to this first sheet, the Rabbi's svara. The Yomer Mishum de la Sholta Beyena. His svara why if the schach is more than 20 amas high is possible is because usually your eyesight doesn't look so high up. You don't notice what's doing 20 amas above. So now the svara is the chivon the defanest magiyas schach. But usually a person looks at the wall. You look what's doing on the wall, and when you start looking at the wall, it makes your eyesight go up to the top of the wall. So when the wall does reach the schach all the way up, even though it's 25 amas high, you start to notice it because your eyesight follows the wall up. So according to Rabba, that'll be good. In other words, when do we say something like this in the Mishnah? When the wall only goes 15 amas high, and then you just have big beams standing up, and that's holding up the schach. Then we say your eyesight only goes usually up until 20 amas. More than that, you don't notice. But when the walls go straight up and reach the schach, then we say the walls like make you attract your attention, and you look up to see what's doing. So according to Rabba, this will be a good shot. Is the chivon that the defanes magiyas l'schach mishlat sholta b'yenin? Yeah. So Mele Rav Zeira Merav is going according to Rav's pshat. Now the Gemara Zmora says, Keman Naz Lahodi Yom Rav Hu Nam Rav. Who does this pshat go according to where Rav Huna learns pshat and Rav? Even though it's the same Rav, but you have to say like it's a machlokes amaroyim how Rav held. Because Rav Zeira Vaisis held that Rav holds like Rabba. Now we'll see Rav Huna Nam Rav says that Rav holds something else. That he said like this. Machlekes, where is the Machlekes in our Mishnah? If the schach is l'mala mechof, that it's possible, dafke v'she'en bo el arbamis, al arbamis. Only in the case where it's only four amas to four amas. That's the dimensions of the sukkah itself. And then we say if the schach is more than 20 amas tall, it's possible. Avu yesh bo yesu me arbamis al arbamis. Let's say the walls inside, they're wider than 4 by 4 amas. Then Rav Huna Merav says, "Afidu l'malam yesu mam k'shera." Even if the walls, the schach is more than 20 amas high, still it's kosher. What kind of svar is that? What do I care how big it is inside the sukkah? So Gemara says, "Come on, who does this have to go like?" Kirav Zera, the Yomer Mishum Tzel. But Rav Zera said, "The svar why if the schach is more than 20 amas tall, it doesn't cause any shade to be on the bottom." So I'll tell you who the chivon, the revicha, ikut sel sukkah. When do we say if something is only it was more than 20 amas high, it doesn't cause any shade on the floor? That's if it's only 4 amas by 4 amas. When you only have a roof of 4 amas by 4 amas, then we say if it's so high up, 20 amas high, like Rashi says, the sun sneaks in on the bottom and you won't have any shade on the bottom. But let's say you have a bigger portion, a bigger roof on top, it's 10 amas by 10 amas, then for sure, even though it's 30 amas high, it'll still cause shade on the bottom. So I call upon Rav Huna, learns the pshat like Rav Zeira. That the reason why it's possible in the Mishnah is because the schach so high up doesn't cause shade. That's only if it's only dalad by dalad. But once it's more than dalad dalad, it could be it does cause shade on the bottom. Therefore, it's possible. It's kosher. Must have kiv on the revicha since it's wider. Ikat sel sukkah. This is good. Who Rav Zeira goes like and who Rav Huna goes like. Now, kaman oz lohod yom Rav Chonin bar Rava. Omer Rav, a third man diyom in the pshat from Rav. Like right, it's not a steer in Rav's. Each Amor is saying the way he heard, the way at least he thought pshat in what Rav said. Now, what does Rav Chonin bar Rav say? That Amor Rav, machlekes, where's the machlekes? Pesheinu machzekes elo kidei reishiv rubi v'shachonai. When the sukkah only has the smallest amount that a sukkah can be kosher. When the sukkah is only this size. When the sukkah is only the size that you get your head inside and rove of your body and your shulchan. That's where the machlekes is. Let's say the sukkah inside is bigger, it's wider than more than just your head and rove of your body and your shulchan. Then we say, even though it's more than 20 amas high, still it's kshera. So the Mishnah says, come on, what kind of svar is this? What do I care if it's bigger than this size or not this size? What does this size have to do with lamala mechofanat? So the Mishnah says, the loikichad, it doesn't come out like anybody. The Kura, this svar is not a svar like any of these svaras. Whether it's Diras Arai, whether it's Tzel, whether it's Laman Yedu, it doesn't make enough Kamina. Whether it's this size of Rosh Yeruba Yamur, it shouldn't make any svar. Like Rashi says, Machlekes b'shein machlekes helekdei roshin. Command Rashi, command the loikichad. Mehanech liel, the mafashi time of the Yesu Mama, the Mishum Milsa Beina, Vishura, the Yosem, if they rush Rubai, Vishachone, Namala Shultam. If it's a svara to see it, to realize, you don't realize it. Vinami leka mechitz kaba, nami, you don't have mechitz kaba either. Now, how do you get the shear? What's rush Rubai, Rashi says? Derech Sudos, at that time, the way they used to eat, Paseva, lying down. Hoy salmitas on a bed. O Mesuben al Satz, well, used to lie down on the left side. Vien Oichlem Skufa, they didn't eat sitting up. The Yashrim come like we do. The figure chutzrach loyma roish of ruba. You have to have your head and rover your body. La fuki ktan if the sukkah is so small. She roish nichnas bo b'shachonai v'loy rubai. You only get your head and your shulchan but not rover your body. Or roish of ruba v'loy shachonai, then it's no good. So according to this man the Yomer that Rab Chonin bar Rabba who hears the machlekes, it doesn't go like any travel we had before.
And Rashi explains that it doesn't go like any one because Rashi mahanech liel the meforshi time of the Yashrim amo. If you could see it or not, is Bishura the Yosim Mechtei Rosh Yerubai Vishachonai Namila Sholta. Like, what's the difference? If it's a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, still you don't look higher than 20 Amos. Or the Tzel Namileka. This Svar of Tzel doesn't make a difference. Like, once it's less than Dala Dala Namis, you don't have any Tzel from it. So, what's the difference if it's a little bit bigger than Rosh Yerubai or not? Or Mechitzas Keva Namiboy. So he doesn't know what to do, what's the pshat in this man the Yoma. So Taisa speaks out that lechura the dibur Rav Chonin bar Rabba tzricha taima. Still, you have to have some reason. Like, what's the difference? He says it's totally if it's a little bit bigger than Reish of Ruba or not. So Taisa says v'yesh meforshim mishum dehevilei lul shatan agolim. If it's smaller than Reish of Ruba, then it looks like a lul. It looks like a chicken coop. Kivon de gviya uktina. It's very high and it's very small. Kuli high. Aber mazek is tvei, but once it's bigger, then mechdei roish shavarubai, nafka mechlau lul shatanagurim, then it doesn't look like a chicken coop, liyakruya sukkah, then it could be called a sukkah. That's his svara. If it's only roish shavarubai, then if it's so high, if it's higher than 20 yamis, then we say it's posuk, but then it looks like a chicken coop. But once it's less than 20 yamis high, it's kosher. And who are then if it's wider than roish shavarubai, it also doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore, therefore it's kosher. Now the Tosfos before also speaks out that what was before pshat in Rafuna Amarav that he learned the machlekes was dafke b'shein vo'ela arba amos al arba amos. But once it's more than arba amos, 4 amos by 4 amos, then even though the tzchach is lamala mechov, still it's kosher. And the Gemara says because he learns a svar, if he gives off tzel like Reb Zera. So we say once it's more than dalal dalid, then it gives off tzel, then you have shade on the bottom. So the Tosfos asks the kash like lechur, it depends. How could we say that if it's only dalad al dalad, the schach, then if it's higher than 20 yamis, it doesn't give any shade. But once it's a little bit more than dalad al dalad, then even let's say it's 30 yamis high, then it does give off shade. Like, what's the svara? How could a little bit bigger than dalad amis make it give off shade, even though it's so much higher up? So Tosfos says two terutzim. First Tosfos says, v'yesh leimar, to li'erlem tzorach ha-reichiv, l'fi ha-goivam, l'fi chesh ben dalad amis, li'esrim, enechanami. The higher up you go, the wider it has to be. No, it's proportion. According to that proportion of 20 yamas tall, it's a little bit bigger than dalad amis, that's the shear. The higher up you go, enechanami, the wider it has to be. And the wider it is, then attacker makes a tail that makes shade on the bottom. Inami Toysa says that kim lulu rabbonim, the rabbonim knew for sure, the afilu begoyve elef, even if it's 1,000 yamas high, yev shesh lo yehekan tzel schach purta. There has to be a little bit shade of the sukkah. As long as the tzchach is wider than dalad al dalad, the chamim knew that it has to give off some shade. In moister rechavi yosim edalad amis, kadiyash chamim perak yom kippur, kabik yasevus agasim. As far we had before masech to yuma. Now we said the meisva daita derminu kuli yama tuva oymel chaboshim purta. That once you eat the size of a date on yom kippur, we say it satisfies you. No matter how big you are, even if you're as big as oymel chaboshim, that size satisfies you. Less does not. Just a bayoig, it only satisfies you for a few seconds. A normal person is satisfied for a little bit longer. So here also, the Chazal knew that once the schach is wider than dalad amis by dalad amis, then for sure, no matter how high it is, it still gives off some shade on the bottom. So now the Gemara goes weiter. That bishleim ad Rabbi Yashia, we understand Rabbi Yashia, pligi ad Rav Hunev, Rav Chonin bar Rabba. He argues on the shear that Rav Huna and Rav Chanan gave. The inu koyar v'shiru b'moshcha, because they both, Rav Huna and Rav Chanan, both give a shear no matter how wide the sukkah should be, whether it's dalad amis or whether it's this width of Rosh of Rubai. V'yiyo, but Rav Yashi gives the shear, or v'yiyo like koyar v'shiru b'moshcha. He doesn't give the shear no matter to how wide the sukkah is. He rather says a svara depends about the height of the wall. If the wall reaches the schach, then we say it's Mishnah Shalta ve'enai. But if the wall does not reach the schach, then you do not require up in 20 amas. Now that's a double muskim that we understand. But the other ones that make differences about how wide it is, he doesn't know, that's not Mustafa, he doesn't hold from that svara. In other words, the way Rabbi Yashi learns Pshat and Rav, that Rav only said a chiddush, that if the walls reach the schach, then there's no machlokes. That's what Rav said. So Rabbi Yashi argues on the way Rav Huna and Rav Chanan learns Pshat and Rav, that they said, told upon how wide it is, he holds no, Rav never held like that. The Gemara says, the Ela Rav Huna, for Rav Chanan by Rabba, name of Behechsha Sukkah Kamiflagi. Maybe those two, even though they're both saying over a member from Rav, they're not really arguing what Rav said. Now it could be there's no machlokes. They both heard over from Rav that Rav said that when is there a machlokes now Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanin that if it's lamala mechof, if the tzchach is more than 20 yamas high, then it's possible that's only if the sukkah is the exact measurement of its hechsher. In other words, it's the smallest amount size that the sukkah is still kosher. That's where there's a machlokes. But once the sukkah is bigger than the smallest amount, then there's no machlokes. So Rav said one thing. Now the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chanan is their own machlokes, the side machlokes. What is the smallest shear that the sukkah is still kosher? Hadimor says, the ma'asav one holds hechsher sukkah b'arbamis. Heis Rav Huna holds that what's the smallest size the sukkah could be and still be kosher? Dal damis. So therefore he got over from Rav that if the sukkah is only 4 amis by 4 amis, that's where we have the machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. And the svara before was that if it's more than dal damis, then for sure we have tzel, we have shade on the bottom. Umasova, what's Rav Chanan's pshat? Said he also heard over from Rav that once the sukkah is bigger than its smallest shear, there's no machlokes. But he holds what's the smallest shear the sukkah is. Umasova, hechsher sukkah b'machzekes reish shavu b'vashachanoi. What's the smallest sukkah, the smallest size the sukkah could be to be kosher, as long as it's big enough to hold your head and roiv the majority of your body, and your shulchan fits in there. So let's say this is the pshat, that it's only a zaitika machlekes, a side machlekes, what is the smallest shear of the sukkah? But really they're both moida what Rav said, that Rav said that once the sukkah is bigger than the smallest side, then there's no machlekes. So Mora says, loy, maybe that's not the machlekes here. I tell you, maybe the kula yalma, hechsher sukkah, everybody holds that Rav is also masking that what's the smallest size the sukkah could be to still be kosher is only roisha v'ruba v'shachonai. It's enough if the sukkah is wide enough to fit in your head and your majority of your body and your shulchan, your table, that's enough. So what's the machlokes here then? V'yohcha b'hokim miflugi. I tell you, here the machlokes is like this. The ma'asava b'ma'achzek is roisha v'ruba v'shachonai pligi. Heis Rabba, Rav Chanan holds that he learned in the name of Rav that the machlokes now mishnah is only if the sukkah is only this size, the size of roisha v'ruba v'shachonai. Once the sukkah is a little bit wider than this, then divrei hakel kosher. Everybody holds this kosher. Why? Like the Gemara before said, we taka don't know really why. We don't know why really it's kosher. Tosfos wanted to explain that he's going to learn the only shaila why it should be puzzle is because the sukkah looks like a chicken coop. It looks not like a sukkah. Mashenkin, once it's wider than roishai, v'shachonai, v'rubai, then it doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore. So that's the way that's what Rav Chanan learned. How did Rav Huna learn? That Meroyshe Berube V'Shachonai, which is the Hechsher Sukkah, Ad Dalar Amas Pligi. No, up until the Sukkah to be wide, Dalar Amas, that's where the Machlokes is. And like we learned before, the Machlokes is that you have to have tail, you have to have shade. So Mela, if it's Dalar Amas, exactly Dalar Amas, if it's higher than 20 Amas, you don't have shade from the Schach. That's why the Rabbanim says it's possible. And if you hold, you don't need shade from the Schach. But once the sukkah is wider than dal damis, but dal damis, like we learned before, then for sure we have tzel, we have a shade coming off the schach. So the Gemara is coming out, no, that not the pshat that Rav Huna and Rav Chanan both heard over from Rav, that Rav said one memra, that once the sukkah is bigger than its smallest size, there's no machlokes? No. That there is a machlokes between the two of them. They're both saying over two different shittas, two different svaras about what Rav said. That Rav Huna said, even though the sukkah is kosher by Rosh Yerubim v'Shachanoi, still, when the sukkah is wider than that, but as long as it's only dalad by dalad amis, that's when we have the machlokes. That then, if it's higher than 20 amis, it does not give off any shade. Ma'ashenkin, once it's wider than dalad amis by dalad amis, then we said this svara, no matter how, two svaras in Tosfos, but one svar was, no matter how high the tzchach is, it's a svar now that there is some shade coming from that tzchach. That's the way Rav Huna learns. And Rav Chonin, Bar Rabbah says not like that. He learns that the machlokes is, once the sukkah is bigger than Reisha Beruvah V'Shachonai, then there's no machlokes. There's only a machlokes if it's exactly Reisha Beruvah V'Shachonai, and it's higher than 20 amis, that it's possible. And like Tosfos learned, the machlokes is, the psul then is, because it doesn't look like a sukkah, it looks like a chicken coop. Mashenkin, once it's wider than Reish Yeruvah V'Shachanoi, it doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore, therefore it's kosher. Say Nechnami, there are like three different Amoroyim here that heard over three different pshatim in the name of Rav. And each Maro Machad, the Maro Machad, each one said this is the way he heard over from Rav. Alright, we'll stop here.